countrywide on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by the Irish Farmers Journal. Now with our highest ever readership of 321,000 weekly readers.
Moving on, Micheál O'Faherty has just published a new book that should be of interest to historians, to farmers and to farm advisors, because it tells the story of the relationship between farmers and their advisors in Ireland in the 20th century. And Micheál joins me from our Galway studio this morning. We're also joined by two well-known farm advisors, Larry O'Loughlin and Anne O'Malley. You're all very welcome to the programme. And Micheál, I'm going to come to you first, because your book, which I have here, it's a very handsome volume, and it's called Developing Ireland, A History of the Irish Agricultural Advisory Service, and it's published by Wordwell. From looking at the history of these services, what is the big takeaway?
The big takeaway, Damien, is, and good morning to you, that the advisory service has probably been undervalued by us as a nation, and more specifically by us historians as a profession. It cannot be overstated to what extent rural Ireland transformed in the 20th century. As your audience will be well aware, at the beginning of the 20th century, we as a country, and especially in rural Ireland, were still reeling from the aftermath of the Great Famine, which had really destroyed rural Ireland. And yet within the space of just one century, by the end of the 20th century, we had taken our place amongst the first rank of nations as an agricultural producer and exporter, and our rural communities were back up and running and were on the right trajectory in terms of development once again.
Yeah, and 100 years ago, of course, the Civil War was raging at the end of a long period of turbulence. Did this cut across the work of advisors? Was agriculture and advising farmers, was it affected by the turbulence of those times?
It was, but I would say the takeaway in this respect was that despite the circumstances prevailing, especially in places like Cork and Tipperary, where the War of Independence and the Civil War were both fought very intensively, the advisory service went about its business largely as usual. And this reflected the fact that it had such esteem within communities that all brokers to, especially during the Civil War, all brokers to the Civil War recognised that it had a job to do, and it was let get on with that job largely unimpeded. Of course, there were curfews and that did affect it, but by and large, the service continued to operate. Just as an aside in this respect, I think your listeners might appreciate hearing the story of John Brown. During the War of Independence, he was an instructor, as they were then called, based in South Tipperary. And he, as an advisor at that point in time, was a British employee. He was an official employee, and therefore he had access to the British state. And he was the local IRA intelligence officer at the same time. So he was one of Collins's famous individuals, famous intelligence gatherers, and he was perceived as innocuous by the state authorities, and he was able to gather a lot of very significant information on the movements of the Crown forces during the War of Independence.
You know, we talk an awful lot about the lack of women's involvement in agriculture, particularly at decision-making level around the country, but you go through this, you trace the involvement of women with the agricultural services, both as advisors and as farmers. And this, for one, it's an area that really interested you most.
Yeah, this is probably the second most important takeaway, I'd say, from my study, Damien. So, as you rightly say, women were largely sidelined in official Ireland for much of the 20th century. And the advisory service was no different in this respect. But there is a big caveat here. So for most of the 20th century, there were designated roles for female advisors. Initially, they were the poultry instructresses. Subsequently, they were the farm home management advisors. And these roles were reserved exclusively for women. So at the beginning of the 20th century, approximately half of all advisors were poultry instructresses, PIs. And then even as the service evolved and more men were recruited, still approximately one third were women. And they played a decisive role because, as I'm sure you know and your listeners know, farming women, farmers' wives and daughters, were so often the mainstay of the farm enterprise. So the interactions between the female advisors and the farming women were really decisive in developing individual farm enterprises. So, for instance, at the beginning, when they were focusing exclusively on developing the poultry enterprise, at that stage, that was a hugely important revenue stream for farmers. And poultry can have a quick turnaround as well. If interventions decisions are made, revenue can be derived very, very quickly. So the women played a disproportionate role in expediting development at the beginning of the 20th century. But what I think is especially fascinating is that in the middle of the 20th century, rural Ireland orientated away from subsistence farming more towards commercial farming. And this involved investment being made. This involved an application for loans to local lending agencies. And even though it was the male farmers whose names were on the deeds of the farm, it was so often the women who were in control of the budget. And the interactions between these female advisors and these farming women were so decisive in driving that change.
Yeah, and of course, then things became very technical when we joined the EEC. And then Chagas came about in the 1980s, and we now know all of the bureaucracy that's involved in running a farm and form filling, and that's where farm advisors really come in. And Larry O'Loughlin, you joined in around that time when Chagas came into being as well. Well, before that, you joined in the early 70s, coming from a farm, a large family in County Laois. We keep hearing about, you know, the farm relationship, the farmer and the advisor relationship, and the importance of that. And I'm sure you've great memories from your 41 years as an advisor.
Absolutely, Damien. And I'd say that the relationship between farmers and advisors is a very unique relationship. It's based on trust, it's based on confidence, it's based on an understanding, and it's also based on friendship. There is a huge, I think, right around the country, advisors and farm families, both the farmer and the farm family have built up very significant relationships. And, you know, dealing with farm families, you're dealing on a technical level, obviously, because it's very important. You're also dealing on a financial level, but you're also dealing about the whole farm family business development for that farm. Mm. So all members of the farming family are involved with the advisor, and you know it's a unique relationship, and it's very important in terms of farm development.
And from a personal perspective, Larry, as well, take me back to your own childhood.
Well, I'm from a family of 10, and my dad was killed on the farm, and you know in the late 1950s. So my mother took over running of the farm during the 60s, and you know, she had two ambitions at that time. One was farming, develop the farm, and the second was education. But I think, and I remember well as a young lad growing up on a farm in rural Ireland, the role of the advisory service, and particularly as Micheál talked about, the role of the farm home advisor. And there was a Miss Summers used to call to our farm regularly back in the early, mid and late 60s, dealing with my mother in terms of poultry production. She used to sell eggs in terms of general kind of self-sufficiency on the farm. And that had a huge influence on me. And, you know, on the other side, in terms of the farm itself, we had a number of advisors during the 70s. Ali Sheedy was one I particularly remember, and Sean Farrell is another advisor that I remember calling. And they had, you know, we built up relationships with them, and you know, it was very important at that time.
Yeah, as you said there, the relationship is very important. But Anne, you know, times have moved on so fast, and technology now, and instant information at your fingertips. Anne O'Malley, you were involved in Chagas in Ballina in County Mayo, but yet the role of the farm advisor even today remains important, despite the fact that you have access to all the information that you need to run a farm.
Good morning, Damien, and good morning, Micheál and Larry. I'm delighted to be on this morning. Yes, I suppose just to go back to the developing rural Ireland, I suppose I don't come from a history background, but I suppose history, this publication really has engaged my interest. And as we reflect back and look at our previous advisors, we've learned that history has really shown us that there's no substitute for human interaction, and that symbiotic relationship that exists, and that understanding that exists between a farmer, where they are now and where they're going. So, okay, we have a digital overload, and it's very important to have digital. And actually, for the operation of Chagas, we find the whole use of our different technologies, whether it's webinars, videos, press, or media as we speak, it's a great way of getting information out. But at the end of the day, each individual farm wants to meet with a professional that they trust, that they know that they can bring their problem to, and that they can know that advisor will deliver a solution to them. So it's that personal relationship. And I think from COVID, and I think if you get the feedback from all our citizens in the country, that we know that, okay, the Zoom and the digital was great and the WhatsApp, but like, we need farmers, we need to go out onto farms, we need to bring farmers in. We're just coming into the big operation now, the BPS operation, and it'll be now known as the basic income support, where farmers are getting a huge amount of information from our department in relation to their paperwork, and that's a really time of the year where the farmer really needs their advisor. So they will be coming in with a package of maps. Yeah. But in fairness, digital has benefited that as well, because in fairness to our department, we have a series of maps. Yeah. That have mapped the entire country. So digital has benefited the department, it has benefited Chagas, and it also will benefit farmers into the future.
Sure.
But we really need that human interaction.
Absolutely. And you know what? Particularly over the last 2 years, I'm sure farmers are delighted to see the farm advisor coming, even if they're coming with a bill for the role over the last couple of years. And that has never been a problem since charges were introduced in the 1980s for farm advisory service. It's a wonderful publication, Micheál. Congratulations. Developing Rural Ireland, A History of the Irish Agricultural Advisory Services. And I know that both Anne and Larry and others were very involved, very instrumental in the putting together of this publication. Thank you all very much for joining us this morning on Countrywide.